Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. I'm Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours here at BBS Radio. We got a great show today, a fantastic guest coming up, Christiana Dowling, creator of LOI, Loved Ones Incarcerated. It's going to be an interesting show. It's a growing portion of the population. So if you have somebody that is incarcerated, you may want to contact this lady and know more about her. So enjoy the show, and we'll bring Christiana out at 2 o'clock. And I want to give you the toll-free numbers for your psychic reading, non-stop free psychic readings. Toll-free USA. This is Station 1, by the way. So remember, there's three different stations here at BBS Radio, and I wanted to mention that early in the show, that my show is always on Station 1. Okay, toll-free USA is 1-877-876-5227. I believe we have Canada online, 1-888-815-9756. And if you got a plan, you can dial direct 1-530-876-3222. The phone numbers are all over my website, michaelgoger.com. Check it out there. You can also listen live at michaelgoger.com. Go to listen live and push the button, and it's easy as turning on your TV. The numbers are all over the BBS Radio, bbsradio.com. Go there, bookmark it, navigate it, check it out. There's some fantastic programming coming up. Okay, I believe we have a caller, so I'll go right to the caller. And, hi, caller. Is there a caller on?
Yes, hello.
Hi, how you doing? Welcome
to
the show.
Hi, thank you. This is Julie. This is Sue's cousin from New Brunswick.
Sue's friend?
Yeah, Sue's cousin, yeah.
Okay, Sue Hansen?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm just visiting from Ontario. So.
Oh, fantastic. Good.
Yes.
Family?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Sue's like a sister.
Yes.
She's like an assistant producer here. She takes care of the pages for the radio station for me.
Yeah, that's what she's saying, yes.
Yeah, and probably going to edit my book when we finally get it moving. She's always yelling at me, the book. It's coming, Sue. Okay, their name was Michelle.
No, Julie.
Julie, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Julie, I'm going to jump right into your reading. I hear and feel my imagery, and I'll just repeat what I'm hearing for you.
Okay, great.
Okay, and hopefully it'll help you one way or another.
Okay, great.
Or you might say, what was he talking about? But I like to use a little humor in this.
Okay.
I'm an entertainer. I got stuck in entertainment. I was going to be a healer and a new age guru, and I wound up on stage telling jokes and reading. Okay. You got a very strong in spirit around you. It's a female presence. I want to go with mom, grandmom. I don't know who's over there yet with you, but they're there, and I'm just going to put them to the side for a minute. I am a psychic medium and mediumship as a part of my abilities, and but I don't go in looking for it. If it's given or floats in, I allow it to go. So
okay.
But I don't want to get too deep. Boy, she keeps pointing to. She's watching over your relationship, your. I feel like it's your romance, your relationship. You've got an interest in that for some reason. Watching over it. I keep hearing say watching over it. And I'm also hearing, what I'm hearing is negotiating something for you also. I feel like it's in the work world or in business. So I feel like it might be something new going on in the work world. I don't know if you're working or you're a businesswoman. I'm feeling a strong presence of. And if not, you got some business talent there. But pointing to another female helping you. And I'm hearing, pay attention to the females that are coming up within the next 30 days, by the middle of September. especially when it's connected to work, business, finance. And I believe they're going to help you somehow, or connect you, or it's a missing link, or a connection somehow for you to move forward or to expand your material finances.
Okay.
Negotiating and sales, something with negotiating and sales too. I'm not sure what this is, but it's connected to your work world also. So do pay attention to the females that will be there for you.
Okay.
And interesting. I keep hearing hope and faith with you. Hope and faith also. And I want to go to overall, almost like I just went through a rough period and something. I'm not sure if it was health or just overall, but I feel like it's been a little bumpy road and I had some issues, and you're right in the stage where it's going to turn around for you and start getting better, be it health or relationship problems. There's improvements here, and I keep going to my heart and my soul. I want to keep it in my heart and soul. I have hope and faith. Hope and faith is all you need right now, because the rest is going to be given to you. It's going to start running smoother, I'm hearing, to tell you. And it goes out to all areas, but I keep going to, again, finances, money, career, work. So it's almost like this. Maybe if you're looking for a job, you're going to find one, or if you want some, or if something's changing there, it's going to be for the best. Or I'm thinking about launching something or starting something. So, and I'm getting success with this. Success. I'm being guided into this. So, and it's going to be a step up. But there's an air of a new adventure or a new venture with this, and flourishing. A new venture flourishing. Now they're throwing in, I'm getting testing, interviews, exams. I don't know if I got to apply for something, approve something, and I'm going to do okay with that. And remember, this is between now and the next 30 days, middle of September. That's, I try to keep my readings like a month, monthly. So,
okay.
Testing, interviews, exams, any type where I got to prove myself or apply myself, I'm going to do well or pass. I'm hearing passing. And I'm getting some kind of an event coming up. It's going to be special. I want to go. I don't know if it's a wedding or a gathering or a social event. Either going or getting invited, pay attention to that. If you get one, go to it. I feel like it's above and beyond and special and healing. And a lot of art talent with you. I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you can write, draw, sing, play music, whatever it is. But there's talent there, and I want to explore it. If I don't know about it, I want to look for it and explore it. I'm hearing, and I want to maybe even further it somehow, either teach it or learn more of it. So keep that in mind. You might even come in contact with this, Julia.
Okay.
And a hint of travel, too. I feel like between now, well, obviously you're traveling. You're visiting your relatives now, so you're probably going to could be just going back, but there may be a little more to it. A lot of traveling between now and the middle of September. And spiritual matters, a lot of that around me. And there is an interest in spirit or metaphysics, maybe even dabbling or some abilities there. So spiritually, I feel fine. I'm very much in touch with myself, and I'm listening. I'm being guided. And I may want to, if you have an interest in it, I would explore it. It would be worth exploring, because I feel like there is more there with you, and it can be developed and enjoyed. Oh, boy. Let me see here. I'm trying to zero in on relationship. With relationship, there's a coming together. I feel like it's improving. It's going to get better. I almost want to say I'm going another step or commitment or it's an anniversary or something. Is there something special with your relationship going on, Julie?
Well, it's just new, really.
It's new.
But it's going well, very well, yep.
Okay, because I'm celebrating an anniversary and at the beginning, and I feel like I'm coming together, and I feel like it's heading into more of and better. So, like a commitment or a ring. I don't want to come right out and, you know, you're going to get married, engaged, but it's heading in that direction and well on its way.
Okay.
And very strong and healthy. I feel like it's going to go well for you. I'm even getting wedding imagery and symbolism of rings and engagements, so I know that it's gonna, you're headed into a commitment, and it's going to be a very happy one, a very successful one for you.
Good.
Yep, I feel happy about it. They're celebrating. They're celebrating. Celebrating the relationship, I'm hearing. Tell her. Celebrate. And a good man, very strong, very mature, very sensible, and meant to be together. So it's a vacation. Relationship looks great. It really does.
Good.
That's about it. I think I'll leave you with that. On radio, and in a few minutes, there's so much you can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope I helped you and connected.
You did. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Take three numbers with you anyway. 11, 17, and 9 I'm being given. I go to a numerologist or put a dollar on them or mark them on a calendar.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Julia, thank you. Tell your friends about us.
Oh, will do, for sure.
Michael Goger, you're in the thoughts. BBS Radio.
All right. Thank you.
All right. It's the best radio station on the planet. Go there, turn it on, and put it in your toolbar while you're doing your email, while you're working on your website, MySpace. It rocks. Put it in your MySpace so people can listen to it. BBS Radio. You're in the thoughts with Michael Goger. www.michaelgoger.com. You can listen live from that site, my site, or you can come on over to BBS and listen there. Okay, folks. There's so much to tell you. I got so many changes going on in my life. The radio show looks like it will be split in half. I have a two-hour show, and it looks like we're going to go to one-hour shows. And 1 hour will be on Sunday, and I believe the other hour will be on Thursday, from 1 to 2 p.m., Eastern Standard Time on both days. Now, we're waiting for the big boss, Don Newsom, to come back so he can approve it. But so far, it looks like it's headed in that direction, and it's going to be a process, and we're going to announce it. And by the time it happens, everybody will be adjusted and enjoying it. There's going to, my guest interviews, I believe, will be put on hold until, say, October, until I adjust to the transition. And I have to train myself to do a 15-minute interview instead of a half-hour interview. And believe me, it takes some doing when you're not really brought up in the business. You're learning as you go. So just to do a 15-minute interview would take me some time to learn, really, and develop a style. So that'll be on hold, but not forgotten, and will definitely always be a part of what I do publicly. So, Paula, how you doing?
Hello, Michael. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. This is Helen from Whitby, Ontario, Canada.
Okay. What was your first name?
Helen.
Helen?
Yes.
Okay, Helen. I have a hard time hearing sometimes. If you're on a cell phone or a cordless, it could be difficult.
No,
or maybe
I'm on a regular phone.
You're on a regular phone? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then maybe talking to the mouthpiece as much as possible, not just for you, but for the future callers. And then I need to get an enhanced phone, too, I believe. Okay,
all right,
Helen.
I'll talk loud. Is this better?
That's a little better. That's good. Once I start talking and reading, you can just sit back and listen.
Okay.
But, Helen, you heard me read, so how'd you hear about us, Helen?
BBS, a friend told me to listen in.
Oh, great. Love it. Word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Grassroots. I love it. That's good. Thank you for visiting and listening. Okay, Helen, I want to go to, God, I feel like I'm surrounded with sun here. You're in a fantastic cycle. No matter what's going on now, it's going to change for the better once again, which is good. I like seeing that. And health-wise, energy-wise, family, all being touched by this radiance I'm hearing, and health, and also in relationships and romance and in career. It's like you're in a magic cycle here, and it should be between now and the next 30 days, it should be obvious and you'll be seeing signs of it. I want to go to also going into a change, a significant change, too. It's interesting. The next 30 days, as you go into the fall, you're going to see beginning and endings, cycles taking a change, people changing, that your thoughts and what you're doing. And I almost want to say career-wise and maybe even where you're living, there's a hint of possibly even maybe relocating. I don't know if you have to move, you want to, but or being exposed to someone close to you going through this. And a discovery, too. I feel like I'm discovering other things about myself, and I'm trying new things. So I'm definitely in a change. It's a true change in many different areas. Friends and family are going to play a major role within the next 30 days, too. A lot of love and support coming from them. I want to pay attention to them because there's help and guidance there also. And some doors being an open, doors opening for me because of friends and family. So they're going to play a role in this. Fresh starts, too. Fresh starts are also like starting over or beginning again are also going to be successful. So this is a very good time for starting anew in something, especially the next 30 days. There's going to be a lot of energy and strength for that, I'm hearing for you.
Wonderful.
I want to go to friends and relationships. I feel like there might have been a separation of some kind or a disturbance maybe. I don't know if it was in romance or which is with friendships and family, but
yes.
I feel like, what's that?
Yes.
Okay, I feel like there was a division or a split, and I feel like it was for the better. I really do. In the long run, it was needed in a way.
Yes, I'm aware.
Yeah, almost like it was kind of destructive or negative, and it was spirit led to split. And I want to run with it. I want to try and keep it that way. It was needed. It was needed, and it happened, and it was for the best for everybody involved, I believe. So understanding and just starting anew or starting without would be the direction to go with it, really. I feel like it was really needed, and it's also leading to the many changes that I'm going through and will go through. Well, maybe without this thing or without that person or without these people, I will move on and start new and be successful at it. And I also, there may even be still a few people or acquaintances that need to be distanced from, too. So I would even evaluate even friends, family members, and people in my circle that still need to go or to be distanced from, so, or still connected to the negativity. So they might even have to be separated.
Unfortunately, I'm involved in a very negative job position, and that is quite upsetting for me.
Okay. You were involved in a what?
A very dysfunctional job position.
So this is your new career then?
It is a new career. I've been at it now for half a month and a half.
Okay. Nah. So did you leave?
Not yet.
Okay.
Is that going to happen?
Interesting. If it doesn't happen, it's going to improve immensely. I don't know if it's possible or how bad it is.
Well, it's backstabbing and a manager that discusses confidential issues with the employees. You see?
I almost want to say you get out of there. I almost want to say you leave it.
Could I transfer into another location?
I would definitely. If any type of way out comes, I believe it would be successful for you. And I believe it's going to be given to you, and I believe it is coming, because there's a complete turnaround here. You either get out successfully, or the situation there changes dramatically to the point where it's bearable and satisfying. So,
well, I got into trouble for being a very hard worker, and I made a bit of a mistake, and it's a big mistake. However, the whole overall wasn't taken into consideration. It's not that I was standing around. It was that I was working very hard in cleaning.
Right.
And what happened was it was missing.
Well, are you looking for something different?
No, I like what I do.
I, like I said, probably by the middle of September, it's either forgiven, overlooked, or it's there's a complete turnaround. So it's going to get better if you can just hang on.
Oh, I think they're very concerned about me because I confronted a manager on a very dysfunctional attitude in where she called me out in front of staff and in front of customers.
Right. I feel it getting better. I really do. Either way, you have a way out, and it's going to improve, which is a good thing. And sometimes I don't see that. Sometimes I see it continuing. So I am getting a starting anew, and I am getting a complete turnaround, and I'm surrounded with support from many different areas and happiness. So your head is into improvements.
Can I ask just one more question? I know you are having to cut your readings down. I heard you say that when I came online. I'm wondering if you could discuss the fact that I had to do something very emotional yesterday. I had to put a dog down, and she was very special to me.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if you could talk about that.
Okay. I was going to ask you about a dog, but I didn't want to get too involved. Okay, the dog was put down?
Yeah.
Okay, he's with a male now.
Yeah.
He's playing with a male. I don't know if it's...
My husband.
Your husband crossed too?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting... he's playing with him. He's going, look, we look like we're unhappy. That's what he's saying to me. He's standing there playing with a dog, and he's making fun of us because we think and we're crying. And he's saying... I have him now. I have him now, and he's jumping up and down, and looks like he's pulling on a toy or a stick or something.
That's what she did.
So,
did she? Can you tell me something? She shook.
I'm having a very hard time hearing you.
She shook when we were in the vet's office, and I think she knew what was coming, and she was fearful. But I held her in my arms, and I loved her. And last night, my bed was shaking, and I knew she was at the bottom of my bed.
Yep.
And I asked my husband to come take her to the light.
Oh, very good. So that's why your husband's showing up now.
Yes.
He's validating your prayer was answered.
Thank you.
Because the first thing he said to me was, tell her he's with me now.
That little girl dog. Sorry, it's emotional because it's so soon.
Yep.
Was she sick?
The dog?
Yes.
No, there wasn't much suffering. It was
prior to the actual, I know there was no suffering, but prior to, which led up to this, was she sick?
No. It's almost like there was toxins or something.
She was biting me. She peed on me. She peed on the floor. I could go on and on and on. I had to put a stop to the behavior.
Yeah.
She bit a dog this
no.
summer.
No.
And I was scared she was going to bite children.
No, it was just time to go, I'm hearing. It was just time to go.
Her purpose has been completed. Her mission accomplished.
What's that?
time for her to go, her mission was accomplished?
Yes. It was nobody's fault. It was just time to happen. It was time to go. It was time to cross.
Uh-huh.
And
I held her in my arms and cradled her.
Yep, she's given me that. She's given me that.
Well, thank you,
over and over and over. And having a ball with your husband. Having a ball with your husband.
She's visiting me a lot.
He was there. He crossed over, and they were together immediately. It was
I told him to get
very joyous. Very joyous.
Yep. She shook, as I said, in my arms, and then my bed. I could feel her walking on my bed, and then my bed was vibrating, so I knew she was here, still earthbound. Thank you very kindly. It's an emotional. It's only been 24 hours. So thank you very kindly for your words of advice.
Yeah. I don't know what it means, but it's like a towel. Did your husband know the dog when he was?
No.
No.
No, what happened was we picked her out, and I told him I was going to get one, and he passed away before I got her, so she was there when I was grieving over his dying, his passing.
Yeah, you're playing with her now. Something with a towel, pulling a towel, and he's chasing it, she's chasing it. I don't,
she had a habit of going after toilet paper. She would hide around the corner, and she would wait till you had the toilet paper in your hand, and then she'd stalk you and jump and pounce.
Chasing the tail, right?
Okay. Yeah, chasing the tail. Oh, yeah. All sorts of tricks.
Yeah, that's what he's doing now. And he says, just show it is, show it is.
Yep.
Yep. All right, then. Helen, blessings to you.
Thank you, Michael.
I lost my baby a couple of years ago, and it was, like, I don't even want to talk about it.
I know. It's hard to talk about.
I don't even want, it was like losing a kid, so.
But it was a very positive reading, and I needed that, because right now, you know, I'm very emotional. So thank you very kindly. I thank you for that.
No problem.
Thank you.
I'm glad you called.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Just know she's happy.
You know,
And she's visiting you. She's on your bed.
Yep, I know. She's been around me and smiling and her tongue out happy. And, you know, she'll never leave me.
Yep.
I know that. Even on the spirit side, they still stay around you. But I have asked her to go to the light, and I've asked my husband to intervene and bring her to the light where she can be looked after.
You know, I'm hearing that you'll know she's there when you'll see like an acorn that was outside, that's inside somewhere, or a branch.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you see something like that she was there.
Okay, thank you.
You're going to stumble into these things that were outside, brought inside, and you're going to wonder how it got in there.
No, she wasn't one to bite twigs or bring anything like that in, but I found bones that she hid. That I can understand.
Yep, you're going to see. You're going to know it's her doing it.
I do. I already feel her when she's near me, and the behavior where she was peeing on my back and peeing on where I sit. There's something very wrong, and I felt chemical, and the problem was her family upbringing from her early stages was questionable, and inbreeding was possible.
Wow.
But she had a good life with
me. Yes, yes. Okay, Helen, I'm going to let you go, you take care of yourself. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Stay in touch. Enjoy. All right, everybody. Oh, I just want to breathe for a minute. That was kind of deep. Mediumship does come through, and when it does, I run with it because the message is important. All the messages are important. On the radio and on the phone, I try to keep it cycles and trends and developments and things like this. But occasionally things do come through, and it's a beautiful thing. All right, everybody, if you'd like to call, the numbers are all over. Do we have a caller? I know there's probably a lot of callers, and instead of talking, maybe I'll read. If there's a call, I'll go to it. If not, I'll talk. All right, everybody, like I was saying before, the show is going to be split in half, and it's going to be, which is a good thing in a way, I guess. It'll open up a new audience, the Monday through Friday audience. So you can listen to me twice a week. It'll be 1 hour of nonstop readings, no guests for a while, and I am working on developing a quicker style of reading. It's going to be needed for the 1 hour. I may go to just one question. Hi, caller, what's your question? If I have to go there, please understand it. I know the general readings are nicer, but I may have to go there because I'm getting a lot of emails. Read more, read. Hi,
Michael?
Caller. Hi.
Hi. This is Bonnie Nadine. How many questions do I get? One, two?
For now, until I teach myself to be disciplined, I'm just going to do it like a general reading. I'm going to give you what I'm hearing.
Okay.
How's that sound? Your name is Bonnie?
Yes. Bonnie Nadine. Bonnie Nadine.
Can I call you Bonnie?
You may. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What part of the world are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. I like to ask the caller what part of the world they're from. We're global. Once in a while, we get somebody from London or China or India, and it's thrilling in a way. So if you're,
yes, it is.
It is. One of the nicest things about what I do is the people I'm meeting and the friends I'm making. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yep. For a small town boy, it's a big thing. All right.
Yes, indeed.
It is. I would, you know.
Michael, I was hoping I might find out something about a friend of mine who's ill.
Okay, that probably will come through. Let me just start reading, and I'm going to start right now. They're throwing money at me, Bonnie, so you got money coming. One way or another, you got money coming. I feel very strong financially and career-wise. I feel there's expansion coming for you. And it'll be connected to your career and whatever you're into financially. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like I'm going to be buying something, big things, maybe a car or furniture or something I always wanted. So you may see that start developing as you go into September.
Okay.
I'm going domestically into the home, very very happy and balanced. Things there are going to be overall healing and getting more pleasant. You, boy, it's, I can't get away from career and finances and business with you and money. Again, also personal achievement, something I might be working on or involved in, and I might get a little praise or satisfaction from that too, or maybe even noted. I don't know if I'm writing or creating something, but something you're personally involved in, I feel like it's going well, and there's a lot of
sugar, you're right on all of this, but seriously, I'm not concerned for myself. I'm concerned about a friend, and that's
okay.
What I'm hoping that you might pick up on.
Okay, that may come. I got to give you what my spirit guides are sending me.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, I'm sorry, dear. Okay, go right ahead. You're picking up on it perfectly.
It's okay, but in a true reading, you give what the guides give you.
I see. Okay.
You might want to hear about romance, but they might want to tell you about slowing down and taking it easy. So
sure.
You know what I mean? So look, just let it flow, and hopefully it'll go there. And then if not, I'll try to focus on that before we.
Okay. All right.
Now, if the friend is very close to you and you are very involved in their recovery.
Yes.
Financially or footwork or labor or emotionally.
You got it.
I feel as though you're very good at it and it's going to be very successful and things are going to go well.
All right.
And, okay, I can't, listen to me. Relationship. All of a sudden they want to go to relationship. Are you in a relationship?
No, I am not. No.
Okay. Well, somewhere down.
Well, I guess you could say.
Okay. Well, pay attention to your career world because deep friendship and a relationship may come out of that or may develop. So, watch for this. Okay. In your professional realm, there may be a deep friendship or a relationship, and they might even be intermingled with your business and what's going on. So, like working with him or joining forces type thing. So,
right.
A connection, okay? Okay, now I want to concentrate on your friend. Boy, I'm getting a big heart. You're a beautiful human being. Whoever this person is very lucky.
Thank you.
Very lucky. And I'm getting a recovery. I'm getting success in the recovery. I'm hearing healings. I heal. It may be a little slow at times, and it may be tiny little setbacks or relapses, but overall, there is a recovery and a healing here, I'm feeling. So.
Okay. Do you get any kind of time frame on that, Michael?
What's that?
Do you get any kind of time frame?
I'm going within 30 days, there is success, I'm hearing, tell them. Are they doing, is there a procedure coming up or a...
Oh, my dear, we're dealing with a really terrible thing. I wish there were a procedure. It's a terrible thing. There is no procedure.
Okay, there's nothing they can do?
There is medication, but it's schizophrenia, Michael.
Okay, yeah, it's common. I'm given this all the time. I'm getting an improvement, and it's I'm getting an improvement, and it's coming through resources being invested. I don't know if these are consultants or counselors or doctors.
Right.
And by the middle of September, I believe either somebody they're with now or somebody new that steps in makes a difference and is an improvement.
All right.
Okay. And what you're doing is important.
Okay.
Very important. And it's like the backbone of what's going on there. Now, I feel like it may be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
It just may be a doctor or a psychiatrist or somebody in that capacity, the help coming from.
Okay.
It's a male energy. There's a male energy, and I believe he's on the scene. He may even be there now and making headway by the middle of September, or he comes on the scene by the middle of September and is making headway with the person.
All right.
So you do have help coming.
You're wonderful. Do you see this friend returning to the area that I'm at in any specific time frame?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Okay. My friend that I am concerned about is in another part of Texas. You know how huge Texas is. I am wondering if that friend with the mental illness is going to be anywhere in this area in any particular time.
Okay. You're wondering if your friend is going to visit you?
Yeah.
Not between now and the middle of September.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
I'm not feeling that between now and the middle of September. But you play a role in their help, in their recovery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're financing it or spearheading it or using resources, but their biggest ally is their resources right now, which would be you. And this particular male that comes in and maybe tries a new kind of medication or has a updated type of treatment.
Okay.
And I'm feeling it's a new theory almost, like a new, not new, but new to the patient.
Right, a new theory different to what he's been on. Okay,
and I'm being shown mirrors, so I got a feeling that it may even include thought control, visualization, meditation I'm being given is also going to play a role. This guy is going to be a new age thinker type outside the box.
Okay.
And there is help coming. There is help coming and relief and a recovery. So there is going to be an improvement. There is going to be an improvement.
Relief and recovery. I just hope that I'll be able to see him when he comes back to himself again.
Right. I believe you will. And check in with me again. I like to follow situations and watch them unfold.
I will, dear. I'll check in again.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Listen to me. On my website, the front page of my website, there is a Yahoo group, Angel Cafe.
Yes.
It was started and founded by a very talented lady, and she is involved in mental health and mental health issues, and she's trying to put a group together where people with emotional or mental issues can, the family members can get together and share information and network and bond with each other.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So,
we need that.
Yeah, if you're interested, stop in, join her group, and maybe get a hold of her. Her name is Victoria Batavio, and her Yahoo group is Angel Cafe. And the link is right on the front page of my website.
Okay, and one last thing. You say not before mid-September, but do you see him in my area at all, like within the next year?
I don't usually like to go too far ahead, but I would say yes.
Okay.
I would say yes, and productive, too.
Productive.
Productive.
Okay.
I don't know the meaning of this, but it's almost like you're involved in helping him get a job or get back into mainstream somehow.
Yes. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, he's very productive and very busy, and it's connected to you, so I would say yes.
Okay. Thank you, honey.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Blessings to you.
Okay. Thank you, dear. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling. BBS Radio, there's nothing like it on the planet. Bring me something like it, and it won't be like it. BBS Radio. Everybody, if you'd like to call for a psychic reading, give me a ring. The toll-free numbers, USA and Canada, are all over the sites. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Okay. Hi, Michael. This is Vivian.
Vivian?
From Nebraska.
Okay. Good. Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling. How'd you find us?
Well, I've been following you for a while. I've had a couple readings from you. I like the focus and direction that you put into my life with it, and things are always ever-changing, so.
It is. Everything changes, and that's why I tell everybody, you take a psychic reading with a grain of salt, and you just listen to the info.
Right.
I would never make a major decision in my life on the advice of a psychic.
Right.
You know, there's so much to say about it. But anyway, it depends on what capacity it's coming from, too. Is it clinical or a spiritual setting, or is it somebody on a stage with a microphone?
Right. You just get information from different areas, and you just combine them, and you make your own choices in your life.
Yep. And not only that, it's subject to change.
Absolutely.
You know, nothing's written in stone. But anyway, Vivian, thank you for calling. I'm getting a lot of opportunity and excitement around you, a connection to state government, maybe employment with this, and connected to it. I just feel like there's some things going on there. I feel like there's maybe the opportunity may even be there, a raise or a promotion or a better job description, but there's something going on there, and I feel like it's going to be exciting. And consider it an opportunity, so stay alert and on your toes and looking for something new going on, because it'll be successful for you.
Okay.
I want to say that I almost want to learn something or go to school, or I may, or I'm thinking about it. So if you have these thoughts, you might want to run with it. It could be, even if it's like a hobby or a self-interest type thing.
Right.
Or something that you're into. So you may find yourself, maybe somebody saying, hey, let's go check this out. It would be fun and good for you. Also, an old step of some kind. Like I'm flirting with the idea of maybe doing something major, like, I don't know what it is. I want to say work again, but hang on for a minute. I'm just getting a bold step. Chancy and bold, and I need to be confident with this. Confidence is going to be everything, especially for the next 30 days, too. Some type of an idea that I have, or something I want to go after, or I'm being pushed to do it. I'm not sure what it is.
Is it work-related?
I want to say yes right now, I don't know if you, you're changing jobs or retiring or something.
No, I mean, I'm thinking about changing jobs and stuff, but and I put myself out there, but nothing's presented itself yet, and so I just go with what can be presented to me and put myself out there and and see where it goes.
Yeah, advancing.
Job is good. I got a promotion at my current job and stuff like that, but the people I work for I no longer respect. And
okay.
I don't want to work in an environment that I don't respect who I'm working for.
Sure, I don't blame you. And is there anything going outside the home or on the side, business or special projects? Or?
No, not right now.
All right. I got a feeling there may be, so just kind of be alert. Something you might enjoy or be tempted to get into, so keep that in mind, especially from friends or family or outside work or outside the home. So I almost want to say almost like starting a business or something or getting into some kind of a project of some kind. So and it's tempting and I want to do it and it'll be good for me. So just keep that in mind. Boy, I feel like I might have been dealing with not feeling well or somebody close to me hasn't been feeling well. Does that make sense? Or?
I don't know how to put this. Was engaged for 4 months here. He, my ex-fiance, broke my engagement on Thursday. I'm not sure how to take that. We're still friends. We talked 4 hours last night.
Yeah.
Everything as it once was at the beginning of our relationship where we started out as friends and then grew from there. He just has so much going on in his life. We've been in our relationship for over 3 years. His father had a stroke. He's up in North Carolina and had an implant in his head for his stroke to help with his recovery process even more so. So he's, you know, they're tweaking that nerve stimulation to see.
Yep.
And so that's a concern. I'm still like a part of the family that's still there and cares.
Right.
And so none of that's changed.
Right. I feel like there was an upset and a lot of things going on, and stress and overall. I want to take care of my health.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I want to safeguard my health. I want to watch it and make sure I don't get worn down or other people's problems wear me out type feeling, you know?
Yeah,
so,
I'm just concerned with him, and he's under a lot of stress. And
he is. I'm feeling this. I'm feeling the concern for another person.
It was a relief for him to end the engagement. He seems more happier now, and that's what I want is happiness. And we're getting along a lot better now. Since the 4 months that we were engaged, he just had too much pressure in his life, and his life's not going any place right now.
Right.
And he can't do anything, and he's frustrated, and it just added pressure to him.
Yeah. I feel like this the New Deal made a difference. I'm hearing New Deal, New Deal. So you guys went from courtship to just good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it was needed and it was a good move. And oddly enough, I think it brings you closer together and probably down the road will bring you back to being lovers again because of the connection between you. It's very strong.
See, and I feel that and I know that and it exists and I believe, but when he broke the engagement, it was like my faith was shaken because everything I know, everything I feel, it's like... How can I be wrong? It's there. It exists.
Yep. It's there. It's still there. Actually, it's more now than it was before you broke up.
and I know it, but he don't know it.
Yeah, he knows it, but there's some strange stuff going on with him.
Very much, and men are confusing.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to take a change in life or a change in health or just being tired or whatever is going to have to come to him, but... To the awakening of that he loves being with you, and that's when he feels the best when he's with you. And until that comes to him, you're going to have this guy that is closer to you when he's just friends. So enjoy that. Enjoy that. I feel like it's going.
No, with the surgery, he had to take his two youngest kids back to Texas. Well, that was last week, and that definitely did. He's just there alone with his eldest daughter, and his parents were at
there, like
right.
I said, in North Carolina.
Right.
And getting this thing
right. So
tuned, and he can't be there, he can't do nothing, and
yep.
he wants to be there and help,
yep.
and you can't, and he's just sitting idle and
yep, and he's frustrated. And that's,
been,
that's basically...
They're not coming back until the first of the month. They're supposed
right.
to be back next week, but the doctor says, no, they want more time. And
right.
Yep. He'll and be more settled once he has his parents home again.
Very much so. Very much so, because 90% of it's coming from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that
care.
And that was mentioned earlier in the reading, that other people's woes are causing my woes, and it's affecting him and it's affecting you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened with the new deal you got there, I believe it was a step in the right direction, and it's going to be successful, and it's going to work in your favor, because you love him, you know you love him. He loves you, he knows you. But in his mind, everything else has to be a certain way before he can be with you in that way, mentally. So just mm-hmm. keep in mind that it was a good thing, and it's going to help you in the long run, okay?
And
it's going to bring you closer together.
Yeah, I just go back and forth with him
because yeah.
he's going to realize
yeah.
anything, you know,
yeah.
once talk here.
Yep,
I feel that he knows it, but he's just stubborn too
yeah.
and prideful.
Yep. And you hit it right on the head. I'm feeling you love him, and you're willing to wait for him. So when he gets that straightened out, what you're doing right now is helping you. Because it's,
well, it's helping him tremendously. I see how much, like I said, it was...
Exactly. It's allowing him to breathe.
Still friends.
Yep.
And every time I've talked to his fans,
yep.
his...
Vivian?
Engagement ain't done.
Vivian?
Yeah.
Okay, I lost you for a second. Vivian, I'm going to have to let you go, but
okay.
just know that you're doing the right thing.
Okay, thank you.
And it's going to get better.
Okay.
All right, and the deal that you started is going to be successful, and it's going to bring you closer together, so hold on to that. All
thank
right?
All righty. Thank
and
you, Mike.
I'll let you go, Vivian. Take care
all
of
right.
yourself. Blessings to you. Good luck with everything.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
I believe we're going to bring my guest out, and if Seth is hearing me, he probably is, or the minute he does, I will bring my guest out and continue with the show. Seth, can you hear me? everyone, and welcome back to Your Inner Thoughts. I'm Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour. I have a special lady on today, Christiana Dowling. She's my guest. She's the founder and creator of LOI, which is Loved Ones Incarcerated. She's a very special lady and a friend. And, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sweetie. I'm glad to be here with you on your show. I've been looking forward to it.
I'm thrilled.
I am so excited. And
yeah.
I can just feel love all over the place. Love energy, love from your guests, the radio station, you. It's wonderful.
Great. Thank you, Chris. You don't mind if I call you Chris, do you?
Oh, you can call me anything. Just don't call me late to dinner. I can't be more original than that. I'm sorry.
Christiana. And we got a special surprise also with today's guest, Christiana Dowling. She's a psychic and a reader, and when we're done with the interview, we're going to tag team the callers, and you'll get double your money.
Yeah.
And double readings for your money, but we're not putting emphasis on the readings with Chris. It's what she's about and her journey and what she's developing and what's close to her heart, which is LOI, Loved Ones Incarcerated, Chris, right?
Oh, absolutely. I love doing readings as well. Michael, you and I have talked about this. Since meeting you, you've certainly been an inspiration for me. I love doing readings because I know it helps. You know, everyone on the planet is always looking for that answer.
And thank you.
So, and I think we have similar ways of reading that. Our readings are principled in empowering the person that's receiving that.
Thank you, Chris, because, you know, when I got into this, I didn't want to be a reader.
Yeah.
I was more practice in theory and research and my own thing, and I didn't want to be a reader. And then when I became a reader, I said, well, now that I'm doing this, I want to do something with it. I just don't want to be a reader. I want to help people. I want to make the world a better place. And at the same time, I'm a very strong believer in balance and energies and giving back.
Yes,
so I said, well, this is a talent, this is an ability, and I got it, and people enjoy it, and I want to give back. So how do I give back? And it was free readings and showcasing other light workers and their work.
And you do give so much back, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You are a very big blessing to everybody.
Thank you. I get frustrated sometimes because I want a soapbox. I want millions of listeners hearing it. But that's coming, maybe. And we'll take what we got for now, and it's heading in the right direction. So thank you, Chris.
Well, thank you, dear.
Okay, LOI.
Yes, Loved Ones Incarcerated Support Group. The reason I started that group is because I have two sons that are adult sons, and they are incarcerated. I came from a family of generational abuse, and I had brothers and sisters. I was the oldest of nine. And I had one brother that grew up in prison, basically, and eventually he was murdered on one of his last releases from prison. So when I had my sons, and I was married when I had my sons and eventually divorced their father, I raised my sons with the idea in mind that my sons would have the exact opposite life of mine and the exact opposite life of my brothers, who ended up incarcerated. Well, I was starting my spiritual journey, and every day, you know, it's a work in progress, understanding that it's important not to live in fear. And
right.
Basically that's how I raised my kids, under a pressure cooker of trying to excel in the workplace and trying to excel at everything. But I raised them with a lot of fear. I was a strict disciplinarian, and I did not want them to end up like my brother. Everybody is accountable for their choices, and they certainly are accountable for their choices.
Right.
So when this happened, basically a lot of this huge mushroom trauma hit the fan last year for me. And I, with one of my sons, the kind of trouble where he eventually ended up incarcerated, and it was a shock. I just it was trauma, and so I started the support group because I felt in encountering the legal system and trying to navigate through the legal system, from the public defender's office to everything, all sorts of resources. I felt, you know, this is not, so much of this is not reality-based. It needs to be updated. It needs to be more consciousness raised. And I know there are other people that are struggling with this. This was my thought, and I'm going to start this support group. And the support group being where those of us that have a loved one incarcerated, that we come together and we feel we can share our resources that we have discovered, good lawyers, good support people in the legal system, and share that safely in a non-judgmental way. And so that's how Loved Ones Incarcerated Support Group was shaped and formed. And as it continues to grow in its identity and encompass more, become more multifaceted in how to be very effective, that's my main feeling with this, is wanting to be real with it. How would Loved Ones Incarcerated Support Group have meaning for those of us that are going through this? Well, it's now taken on a big interest in looking at mentoring and supporting those that are returning to society from being incarcerated. Generally, there's that shame aspect when one comes out of prison to reenter society, and so that's what I'm looking at in doing. So I'm very excited about it. I'm very excited about how it's so supported by so many different departments in the legal system. Anytime I meet with the public defender's office or the probation office, anyone that is dealing directly or indirectly with the incarcerated, folks are very enthused and feel very eager about the idea of Loved Ones Incarcerated and its mission. So the mission is to help those of us that are working on healing from the trauma of having a loved one incarcerated, and also look at ways of meaningful ways, very structured and meaningful ways of supporting those that are returning to society. Returning to society means locating a place of residence, them identifying their support network, and they also being encouraged to really invest emotionally and in a practical way on the actions that they take in making changes in their life, so that they're not returning to prison, but they're gainfully employed. Sometimes that might mean going into school programs, and not only surviving their return to society, but thriving.
Right. And not going back again.
Yes, not going back again. Absolutely. Right. I mean, this personally hits home for me. I've had, you know, I saw my brother, who I mentioned earlier, who was eventually murdered. He, you know, it was a revolving door for him, you know, in and out of prison.
Right.
And oftentimes what happens with that is folks are released from prison, and we do have a lot of resources that are set up for folks to support them on their reentry to society. Sometimes those resources are just not enough,
or they don't even know about it.
Or sometimes they don't know about it. Sometimes they are required to go through because of probation. Sometimes they're obligated to meet some of this, you know, the drug testing and that kind of thing, and reporting for work.
Yep.
The other part about it is they that are returning to society, my message is none of us are any different from those that are coming out of prison, because meaning that we all have self-esteem issues. Even those, you know, Donald Trump, any one of these people that are very public figures, how many people wake up in the morning and might feel, oh, you know, I wish I had, you know, second-guessing themselves.
Right.
So
the
folks that are coming out of prison, when they're dealing with the shame aspect, what I want to support is the idea that, you know, breaking it down into baby steps. How am I feeling today? And I can really invest in this hour of time, this quality of time of meeting these certain obligations within an hour of time, and giving myself a pat on the back for this, and boredom, addressing boredom, becoming one, the individual's best friend, getting to know self. My neighbor, who was out of prison for 3 years, just recently went back, and it was sheer boredom, feeling pressured from sheer boredom and also the pressures
stigma.
Of trying to meet obligations.
Yeah, and the stigma keeps you, it's almost like a mental illness. You want to hide it, kind of. You want to stay indoors with it. You want to lie about it. You want to, somebody says, well, where you been? You'd rather say, well, I've been out of town instead of in jail.
Yes, and so that's another vision that I have, is that we start to look at incarceration as a form of university.
Right.
And even though the person has committed offense and they've paid their debt to society, so they come out and they're taking baby steps in acknowledging that they need to set up gainful employment, they need to fill their time, their waking hours, in a citizen that is making right choices. And then what about the off time, that time where, you know, it's filled with hours of television and maybe a solitary, and because they're not feeling welcomed in social groups. So that needs, it's really important to look at that too, so they're not falling into that solitary thought of I'm alone, my neighbors don't really accept me kind of thing, and then eventually maybe going back to old habits of hanging out with
old friends
that they ended up getting in trouble with initially and ending up in prison. And so I'm encouraging society for all of us to look at what's going on in these facilities, because I've been meeting with the public defender's office, the probation office, and from their mouths came the expression that there is corruption in the prison. I'm not pulling this out of the air. I mean, I was shocked to hear this from these established divisions of the legal system. So as society, we don't want to look at that. We want to lock them up and throw away the key, but we need to be aware of what's going on, where the tax dollars are going. And as we're becoming more involved in the process of rehabilitation as a society, the bottom line is it's not going to explode as far as tax dollars being invested in that way.
Right.
And tax dollars, if they are going to be invested, instead of building more prisons and watching prison population growing, let's have more rehab efforts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
reevaluate it.
Yes. And working with self-esteem issues.
Right. You know, it's a massive system globally, really, and nationally. I mean, I don't know what the figures are, but it's got to be in the millions incarcerated.
Yeah,
and the resources are stretched to the limit, so a reevaluation and coming up with new ways would be welcomed, you think?
I believe so. And as a society, paying more attention to that, because, you know, I was right there in that feeling. I know what I speak of, because having come from a family where I saw my brother in prison coming in and out, you know, this was something within our own family. We tended to turn our backs on him. We would speak to him, but we treated him as an alien. And society tends to do that, and rightly so. You know, we don't want to have people in our our circle that we can't trust. You know, we have the boundaries. We do need to be very practical as a society, because it takes, and that dollar figure could be growing even as I speak. It takes about $30,000 a year per inmate to support the inmate while they're incarcerated, and that means you break that down to their meals, hiring staff, that kind of thing. And so more of those dollars, it would be important to look at really putting time and effort and structure into, as soon as they enter the prison facility, how are the rehabilitative measures being put into place for them, so when they come back into society that they're feeling there's opportunity, that they are investing in the opportunity.
Right.
And so we're not turning our backs, and there's the chance of this kind of thing that goes on in the prison. There's a fraction of that goes on that there is some a level of corruption where you have some of the staff selling drugs or that kind of thing to the incarcerated.
You'll have that in any massive system. You'll have the bad apples and the things that don't work, you know.
So society needs to pay more attention. It needs to be, we need to look at that more carefully. Because when we turn our backs, it's like folks are left on their own.
Right.
So it's really, and so as you have the incarcerated in their cells and they're looking at so-called authority figures, some of them, you know, a fraction of it going on, you know, what kind of a message is that?
Well, you know, like you, I'm looking at the individual, and this system is so massive. It's a life of its own, and it's almost like you can't navigate it, and the resources are limited. And so the individual would have to step in, like you, and start a group and spread the word and communicate and become an activist, really, and get involved, but walk the talk, you know what I mean, like you're doing.
I feel like I have no choice in doing this. I feel like this is the only thing I can do.
Yeah.
I feel that I put a face on the statistic.
Yeah.
You break down the statistics. How many of these incarcerated come from families of generational abuse? How many of these incarcerated come from single-parent homes? How many of these incarcerated come from certain cultures?
Right.
And so when I get out there and I am speaking, I do identify myself as a face on one of the faces. Look at my face. I am the statistic that you, that large statistic, I can't say it. I was so happy that I said it that many times. The number, the high percentage of the families that are profiled where individuals will end up incarcerated. So, you know, everybody is accountable for individual choice.
Yeah.
Nobody's off the hook on that one.
Right. You're not here saying take it easy on the criminal or give them more breaks or more giveaways or just that the system is needed to be reevaluated and maybe revamped and maybe update our rules and regulations. I see with a lot of what's going on in the world with systems that are already up and running, especially if they're massive, is that their rules and regulations are outdated.
Well, part of this, too, that happens is when I stood in the courtroom and during the sentencing of one of my sons, and I heard the judge say, and this was a fine judge, we were very lucky to have this judge, but he did say to my son, the prison is filled with men that come from the background that you come from, where there is abuse. And I just thought, right there, that was another thing to file away as this is a broken system. To hear that, the prison is filled with men. Okay, and then another thing is the numbers of the population in prison are growing, growing, growing. So that means tax dollars are being used over and over again. And that's going to become bigger. We've got drugs on a higher rise, the drug usage. And so to get these people to wake up when they're entering society, wake up, and to support at the energy being directed into them individually investing in their triumphs, their struggles, so that they're not thinking, I feel ostracized. I still feel that there's a stigma, and I don't feel accepted. I think I'll go back to my old gang and my comfort zone, and poof, they're back incarcerated because, you know, that's a nowhere path there.
Right.
And they're so gifted. So many of those incarcerated could be working for NASA. I mean, they're so talented. They're so smart.
Genius.
Some of them are.
And talented.
Yes. And so this is what I'm supporting in that way. And there are many programs across the country that are starting to emerge with that same kind of philosophy. People are... different folks, organizations, and part of the legal system is really working and rolling up their sleeves to become more aware of what is let's get these effective tools into place and more meaningful programs, more meaningful support, and do away with stuff that doesn't work anymore.
That's right. Chris, how can... I just had a flash. You ought to maybe write a book on this LOI, and it would be a good tool for your advocacy. How can people that are interested in your group program get a hold of you?
Well, your lovely assistant, Shay, created a webpage for me.
Exactly.
And regarding LOI, Loved Ones Incarcerated. And it does have my contact information there, and I would be so delighted. It has email and phone number to speak with anyone that wants to
contact you or
explore, expand ideas, share ideas.
Okay.
Yes. I'm very passionate about this.
Sure. And, I mean, like even a newsletter or a book, I mean, would help you because you're going to need a modem for the voice and the information. And I think one of the biggest things that come out of what you are doing is referrals and information and networking, you know. And I do know that when somebody's going into prison, the loved ones are numb. They're in shock. And they go through the trial and the sentencing, and then the inmate is taken away, and he's cared for, really. His basic needs are watched over and taken care of. And the family go home, and they're coming out of this shock. And they're dealing with the simple things, like how do I communicate with him? How do I visit him? What does he need? Who should I call? What do I do now? And not only that, if it was the breadwinner and there's children and a wife left behind, many times it's a housewife, never worked before, has no idea, maybe not even able to drive, and then have... Maybe even the house is being taken away, and the income was the savings was depleted by the sentencing and the trial and the lawyers, and they're left with all of this, and there's nobody to call, no way to go. I mean, there is, but you don't have somebody pointing at you saying, call here, do this, write that one, and LOI would be fantastic, like a reference where you can go and see, this one does advocacy, this one, you know, different groups. And,
like a clearinghouse kind of.
Right, where you can go and at least, I know when you're going through a crisis, the best thing that can happen to you is to bump into somebody that's went through it before and is helping others adjust to it.
Absolutely. And another part about that is, to tag on to the idea of supporting and mentoring folks that are reentering society. Another thing that I'm thinking of is to really expand and explore and develop the idea that folks that are coming back out to society and are achieving their measure of success for themselves, that they start to participate in a stronger mentoring, that they are the ones that can be looked at as the pathfinders, that they are the ones that the folks following them from prison would have some way of touching base with those that have made it,
right.
An example of making it. And we see it sometimes, occasionally we see it sometimes profiled on different news stories or talk show magazine stories.
Right, sure. And it's very interesting because I think you just came up with one of your answers. It's almost like you can have the ones that came out and were successful even running and promoting the program.
Absolutely. It's all-encompassing. And when we come together and we touch base with one another and we have a loved one incarcerated, different people do. There are no right ways to do it. The only right what I tell people is it boils down to the golden rule. We treat others the way we want to be treated. So one person, one family might be spending hundreds of dollars on their loved one incarcerated, sending them all the money in the world. Another person might feel like they're not able to send money to their loved one incarcerated, and they might feel guilty. In this way, we come together and have those kinds of discussions that, as you mentioned, Michael, these incarcerated are taking care of. The food is supplied. They have their shelter, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So it's not like there's a measuring stick that, you know, the only way this person is going to survive is if you send them all the money in the world, you know, for their toiletries and that kind of thing. No. Different families, different people that have a loved one incarcerated respond differently on that way.
Yeah.
The true measure of support is that it's the emotional support that your loved one actually understands
right. That
there is that emotional
right. Support.
That's what it boils down to.
Right. Right, and it's very important too that they still have their roots and their connections to society.
Yes.
And the more of it, and the more informed it is, the easier it is all the way around. Not only for the inmates, but for the personnel and the people running the jail.
Yes, and I do want to make it very clear that I was for the few times that I encountered one or two individuals in the legal system, the beginning of my experience of having a loved one incarcerated, and the one or two times that I felt like emotionally like I had stubbed my toe, like, oh my gosh, this person's attitude is just horrible. For that many times, which happened maybe twice, three times, I found 100 more people in the legal system that were compassionate, intelligent, very devoted and committed to their position and helping to get information to
right. Whatever
questions I had.
Right.
So I felt the support.
Right.
But I did feel the need to start this group based on, you know, there were just times when I thought it would be nice for us to be able to share and gather and explore the shared experience in our resources.
Right.
And also make it right within ourselves. How much do I want to participate on a monetary level and, you know, traveling to visit? In talking to other people, a person can decide to release. There's a lot of guilt when this comes up, and so it helps to release that guilt and understand certain things about this, that so much of the individual's position in the prison, it really is up to them. And you know, there are other support groups that are wonderful in helping to weed out the emotions that are triggered by trauma, you know,
right. Whether
it's 12-step or going to a mental health
right. Professional.
But Loved Ones Incarcerated is not a counseling group. It's more of a support group to heal from the trauma and to look at living in the solution.
Right. Okay. Sounds great. And very much needed, and maybe the wave of the future, because these men and women coming out could be your neighbor, could be the guy driving your cab, could be the guy making your sub. I mean, you know, you want them happy, and you want them...
You want them happy because we cannot live in an ivory tower. We cannot decide and go home and turn on the 5 o'clock news as we eat our microwave dinner and we're watching, you know, the burglar being arrested and carted away to prison. That it does personally touch us, you know, through our tax dollars, and they end up back in society. So why not for us to focus and live in the solution? And that's another thing. Media, and I have been in touch with media. They reported one of my son's offenses, and I was outraged by the way it was reported that this was a circus drama, and they were using titles in it to entertain the mass public, and so that's the vice president of this particular media and I were writing back and forth to each other, and eventually he said he was insulted that I wasn't recognizing that he had spent $10,000 in the community to help support folks away from drug addiction. And I thought that was rather interesting that he would point that out to me, and that he was taking personal offense at my suggesting that they report the news in a more helpful way, at focusing that this is a drug issue and it really needs to be taken care of, rather than this whole circus drama of dramatizing it and labeling it as entertainment. And and it doesn't serve anybody's purpose. It's more debilitating than anything, and it creates that separation attitude where it's important to look at solution. I don't think my correspondence was wasted with him. I think that it really nudged him. You know, I think nothing is wasted. I think eventually
if people don't agree with these kind of discussions, change still happens, and it's
right.
for the better.
Right, right. And there are a large number of people that do support it and want to see more of it.
Absolutely.
They know it's needed. So, all right, so they can get a hold of you. All your contact, all of Christiana's contact info is at michaelgoga.com. You go to my guest lineup and look for Christiana's page and her email, and contact info would be there. Feel free to contact her if you have any ideas, any thoughts, or maybe just need somebody to talk to, or you, maybe you're going through having a loved one getting incarcerated and just need to talk. Christiana is there and willing to communicate with you. Right, Chris?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
We're all in it together.
All right. And she'd like to hear from you. I know she would. And maybe you have some resources or some connections, or join forces with her, or maybe start an LOI in your area and network.
Yes, yes.
Many possibilities. It starts with one step, and it's contagious. And LOI, loved ones incarcerated. Chris, very interesting and very honorable what you're doing. You're a light worker.
Well, and you are too, Michael, in that you have invited LOI to be on your show, and that we can have this kind of discussion, that you support it. So we're just very, very much on the same level, and I thank you.
Yes. And that's what I'm here for. This is what I want to do. And I want to get big enough where it's heard around the world, everything I do. So I think the little guy, the little hero, is the one that sparks the most interest and accomplishes the most. And I want to bring some coverage to the little guy, the hero, the neighbor next door, the veteran, the firefighter, the light worker in town that does everything that she can to help people. So those are the people I want to showcase and bring out, and it's contagious. Chris, what do you say we take some calls?
Let's go for it.
All right. I'll read a little and you read a little.
Sounds good.
All right. Try a couple of minutes each and don't get too deep on me.
Chris, John, I save it for loved ones incarcerated.
that's where the passion is. And that's what I love about you. It's good.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, Chris, I usually read my guests, but I can always read you some because we're getting closer and closer, and you changed my life significantly. You're a very special lady.
And you are too, dear.
And I can't tell everybody out there enough, if you are going through something like a loved one incarcerated, please get a hold of Chris. Email or just say hi or ask her a question. And the healing starts there. The journey will start there by reaching out. And there are people like Chris out there. And you can reach her through michaelgoga.com, the guest page. All her info's there. Seth, if we have any calls, we'll do some readings here. We'll get the ball moving on the readings. And Chris, I can always, like I said, give you your reading some other time when we're...
That's fine, dear.
When we're alone and we have some downtime.
That's fine.
We might not have no call, so we'll just keep right on talking until I hear that magical beep.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, we didn't know you were there.
I'm here.
Welcome.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Janine.
Janine?
Uh-huh.
Wichita, Kansas. Right?
You must be psychic.
I say I'm not psychic, but everybody says there's something about you, man. So, anyway, I don't know if I'm psychic anymore. No, I think I am. I believe I am. I really am. Everybody
well, that's
is psychic.
Good.
You know, Janine, everybody is psychic. Everybody
yeah.
is psychic. Yes, just like if everybody is a ball player. You can pick up a ball and throw it. That make you a ball player?
No.
I don't know. But if you spend 24/7 eating, sleeping, and thinking, throwing that ball, you will be a ball player. Okay, Janine, welcome to the show. I remember some of the stuff that was going on. I believe it was a job search, and we were hoping something was coming through, and I was feeling like it was, I believe.
Yeah,
so,
you were.
And I got a feeling it hasn't yet.
No, it hasn't.
Okay, because I'm still feeling frustrated.
Oh, yes.
That's the overall. I'm getting like they're yelling at me. and I'm hearing patience. Be patient. Be patient. It is coming. I'm hearing it is coming. I'm getting a female with this. There is I don't know if it was in the last reading, but there is somebody out there, and it's going to be a female, and they will follow through and contact you, and I believe it'll be the beginning of a job. I really do.
Okay.
So, again, with a female. Very strong on... Do you have a female relative, a friend pulling for you anywhere?
Not that I'm aware of.
Anything you can think of?
No.
Very strong on this female energy bringing work to you and connecting you. And I'm still going to go... I want to say it's like I'm right on top of it, maybe within the next week, but to play it safe, I got to say 30 days, but I've been following this for a week already, and it's showing that it's closer. So just know that you are getting closer, and I'm hoping by the middle of September you're working, or else I'm going to have to retire maybe. but I have been wrong, and any reader can be wrong, but I'm feeling very strong that you're connected, and I almost want to say it's a friend or a relative, but it could also be somebody at the other end pushing the right buttons for you. So, and I got a weird feeling. You do anything with animals? Are you Humane Society or
no?
Working with animals or
no?
Strange. I'm not sure what that is.
I don't know. I'm a little bit irritated with my roommate. He took his dog to his sister's house in Missouri this weekend. Because
I think
the dog's cramping his style is what I think.
Yeah, because they were saying talk about the animal.
Yeah.
Talk about the animal. So, and the aggravation is connected to that, so I'm picking up on that.
But it's none of my, it's none of my business. I can't say anything to him.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it, but I feel like it added to your aggravation for some reason.
Yeah, I think it did too.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, Janine, just know that I'm still feeling that there's hope here with your job search, and that I'm hoping within 30 you are working, and I'm feeling like it is getting close, but I want to stick my neck out and say within the next 2 weeks.
You don't think that they would give me a big enough raise to stay where I'm at, do you?
Interesting.
Is there a chance, Janine? I'm sorry, Michael.
Janine, you working?
I'm sorry?
I am working, yeah.
Oh, you're just looking to change jobs.
I've been working for a year.
Okay, and you're looking for something different.
I'm looking for more money because I cannot afford my house and stuff on what I'm making. And I really don't want to sell my house, but...
Yeah. No wonder I'm feeling confused with you.
Is there a promotion coming in for you, Janine?
Not that I know of.
An increase. Because I see you being trained at a different position. And I'm seeing a change in that way.
Yeah.
And I am seeing it in the time frame that Michael was suggesting.
Yes.
So that would mean a different job altogether, because there's no way I would get a different position where I'm at now. Very, very small company.
Or it changes. Is there somebody at work now that you're close to and is trying to help you somehow? A female supervisor or a coworker?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Doesn't make sense, huh?
No.
And the reason I was confused is I thought you were unemployed and at the end of your rope.
No.
And my guides kept telling me, what are you talking about? She already is working. And I'm saying, like, wow, you're right on top of getting a job. So, okay.
No, I am working.
Why. Yeah. I would give it 30 days. If you have stuff out there, I feel something coming through, and there is a change. And I'm leaning towards what Chris was saying, too, with, because you were questioning me, was it possible to get a raise or a promotion? And Chris was feeling that, and I agree with her. There could be a change also for the better where you are now, an increase of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that. Yeah,
yeah, and I just see you really stabilizing the situation at home, and it's coming in as something as very strong and secure. So that is stabilizing, and it's going to happen very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And I am picking in that time period that Michael had suggested, because when you first came on and I first heard the sound of your voice, it was like... nothing's moving. The energy was just still. and nothing was happening. And then there's that it's like a little bit of time passes. It's a matter of days, and then it just happens. And Janine, you have that energy that no matter where you're at or what the relationship that you're in, people see this inside of you. They see you radiating this. You're someone that exudes security. So you may not be feeling, you know, the externals around you are feeling a little disconnected, and you want more, you need more as far as money to take care of that. But people see you as someone that brings stability and security in that arena when they're close contact with you. Mm-hmm. So the struggle that you're going through is all about success. It is bringing that in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
What about relationships? There's no such thing, right?
first the increase in income, and then I do see that opens up for you.
Good. I agree. I was feeling the same thing. You got a ball of balled up energy, Jenny, and it seems like you got to be okay in finances and in the home before you can move on to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're feeling a force field or a wall as far as relationships go, it's because you got so much going on in one little spot there. You got to clear some of that out before you can even be open to and willing to accept a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So hang on for that, and let's get your finances on the right track and get settled in the home there, and then, like Chris says, I believe something will come through for you.
Yeah, relationship is definitely here.
Yeah.
I am
picking
that up, and it's coming in very clearly that you are in a settled, committed relationship, and it's very lovely.
You know, I try to tell people, Chris and the Janine, that I'm good with energies and trends and cycles, and I can see these blockages. And when you say, like, part of the secret, when you announce to the universe you're ready and willing to accept and what you're requesting, you can't have something in the way of that. When you announce you're ready, willing, and to accept and open, you should be, not all balled up with all kinds of stuff going on. So you have to move through these blockages and cycles before you can actually allow something to come into you and have it move freely. I mean, it'll come to you, but it won't feel right and it won't work right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because of the blockage and the thing that's in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, Janine, good luck with everything.
Thank you.
It is coming in strong for you, though.
Uh-huh.
Very nicely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
well, that's
Janine.
Good news.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All righty, Janine. Good luck. Say hi to Kansas.
I will. Yeah. Oh, well.
Spread my name around the world, will you?
I will.
All I want to do is help people. Get me out there on that soapbox. Tell your friends.
I will.
All right, Janine. Thank you for calling. Good luck
Bye-bye.
With everything. All right, everybody, if you'd like to call, you know the number. It's all over the website, my website, michaelgoga.com. I am available in private. If you want me in private, email me, michael_goga1@yahoo.com. And is there another caller? We can go to another call. Chris, very good. I enjoyed your reading.
Thank you, dear.
I almost wanted to sit back and let you just keep doing it.
Well,
I wanted to enjoy it.
Thank you, dear.
Very good. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. It's Audrey from New York.
Audrey from New York. Audrey?
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
How are you?
And you're a fellow New Yorker.
I am.
I feel like I know you. That's good. I want the New Yorkers, but not so much at one time. I want it to bleed in. So thank you, Audrey, for calling.
You're welcome.
It's exciting when somebody from my hometown calls. Okay, Audrey, you've been listening to the show?
I have.
Okay, let me jump into your reading.
Okay.
I don't know where you are with readers, but I'll just say what I'm hearing, and hopefully it'll connect for you.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, I'm being told to kind of balance things in my life. There's a need to kind of like I'm juggling things a little.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to get a grip on that. I want to focus on moderation, especially between now and the middle of September. I want to be careful that I don't overplay or overwork. There might be a little bit of danger there. You might overdo it, you know.
Okay.
And it could throw your system off. So keep that in mind. If you're having too much fun or working too hard, you might want to take a little break. And I'm hearing too a message here from Spirit, Lord. You hang on to what you have. Hang on to what you have. Everything is now's not the time. It's almost like you want to make a decision or do something new or start something new. And I feel like I want to, before I launch anything major or new or unexplored waters, I want to wait until like the middle of September to do it. I feel like the inspiration and the energy and the clarity will be there more for you as you go into the fall.
Okay.
So hang on 30 days if you can. I mean, if you're thinking about doing something or starting something or changing something major, kind of do it around September, middle of September. The opportunity and the energy will be there, and you'll be more inspired. For now, stay put. Stay put on basically everything. Stay put. Take a wait-and-see approach. And give it 30 days. Then you can start creating and moving forward and making changes. Because right now everything is basically okay. You just want to enjoy it and relax and wait for the cycle to catch up to you. Let's see. Boy, back and forth with balance being very important for you. And I want to... hang on for a second. Peace. I'm hearing peace and harmony coming for you. So I got a feeling there's some, like, emotionally and mentally I'm kind of a wear and tear a little bit. And so something's hanging on my heart and mind, and it takes its toll, and it feels a little heavy, and it's somewhat upsetting. But I feel like that's going to get a little better as you go into September also. You got a time and a cycle of peace and harmony coming. And you're going to be coping with something much better and then much calmer with it. It's almost like spirit, or somebody in spirit's reaching out and touching you and giving you the calm and the balance you need to go through things. And I'm going to family with this and relationships and health and internal struggles. Peace is going to be coming to that. You won't feel so out of sorts or pulled one way too much. It's going to be more balanced for you as you go into the next 30 days. And dwell on balance. I can't say this enough. Dwell on balance and be careful not to overdo things. And Spirit is watching. Spirit is watching over you and helping you. So, no, I'm feeling a Spirit, a special hand. Somebody special in spirit watching over you and guiding you. And I feel like they're communicating with you at times, almost like you have like an inner voice and you can swear it was like somebody you know in spirit and they're advising and communicating with you.
Well, my mother has been ill for several months, and she seems to have taken a better turn, and I'm more relaxed. And it's funny that you actually do say that. I have a sister that had passed on, and periodically I hear her calling my name.
I'm being given that. Chris, what are you feeling?
I feel the same thing. There aren't going to be any changes in regard to nothing drastic, and it's more of that lovely energy. See, you've got a lot of magic that comes in, and the magic that is very God-centered, and all your practical knowledge plus your spiritual self is a fine laser beam that is really bringing in that stable and new solutions that are showing here too. And you're going to feel more emotionally supported. That's also showing. So you've got this newness that comes in where you're feeling elevated emotionally.
Yeah.
And there aren't any changes here in regard to your mom.
Well, that's good to hear. Because
I mean,
my emotions.
It progresses nicely.
Oh,
those
wonderful.
Are the kind of changes that are happening. It's not reverse.
Right.
Wonderful. Oh, that's good to hear. That gives me some peace of mind to know that at least hopefully we'll have her a little longer.
Yes, and also some help with dealing with it, Ord, and also with her, the mom. Reacting differently to it, almost like she has a little more strength or peaceness and calmness to her with this. So you're going to feel it. You're going to feel like a paranormal from outside or from within giving you a boost in strength and handling it better. And things like Chris said, and I was feeling it too, a peace and a calmness overriding the whole situation. So it's definitely going to get easier for you.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay. I hope we helped you, Wood.
Oh, you did. You did great. I really appreciate it.
How do you like the show?
Michael, just to let you know, I'm going to spread the word with my girlfriends.
I feel like you're a nurse.
Yes, I am.
And you're going to tell all the nurses.
I'm going to tell all the nurses.
I love nurses. Thank you, Wood.
Okay, Michael, take care. Thank you.
Spread the word around New York. I'm coming. Michael Goger.
Okay, hon, take care.
All right, thank you, Wood. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That was a nice reading.
Very nice lady.
Okay, I gotta watch the clock. I don't want to get yelled at. Five up, I got to be out of here. So I think we got another call. We'll just jump right into the call. Chris, you're doing a great job. What a treat.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, it's nice working.
I love it. I love doing it. I was thrilled to have you here, and I was waiting to hear you read, and I was excited, and very nice. Very nice.
Yeah,
I want to do more with you. Welcome,
yeah.
Carla. How you doing?
Good, thank you. This is Kathy from Ontario.
Kathy from Ontario?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for calling. I'll jump right into your reading.
Thank you.
I'd be talking quick. You're making my head spin, so I know there's a lot going on in your life. Up and down with some things here, too. Whew, I'm hearing... one thing for sure, a lucky break is coming to you, or a connection out of the ordinary. I feel like I'm in the right place at the right time, and it makes a difference. And I feel also that to look at the things you're going through, because even though some of them might be a little upsetting, I feel they're blessings in disguise. So an overall message here for you, Kathy, is before you react, really examine it and see where it's going, no matter what it is, because at first it might be upsetting or disappointing, and then you're going to see the wisdom behind it, I'm hearing. And you've got a few things like this going on, and one of them may be at work. I have a slight feeling that I feel like visitors are coming into my life, somebody new or somebody from the past maybe, visiting me with him in 30 days, an old friend or a family member coming from the past, visiting, and I feel like I'm visiting too. Maybe even a little bit of a journey within the next 30 days, a pleasure trip, a weekend or a day, and contact with people from the past or somebody you haven't seen in a while. Also, they're waving mail at me and phones. I feel like the communications between connections and friends and family will increase the next 30, and probably spark a series of encounters, like visiting or communicating with from the past. Also,
is this a male or female?
I'm leaning heavily towards a male. Okay, being a part of it, and also maybe even combining business or finances with this. Journey or travel. Do you have something coming up in the next 30 days that you had to go somewhere or do something with business or combining
not,
business?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And it might be because of money and career. So within the next 30, you might have something like this develop. And I believe it'll be good for you.
Good. Okay.
It'll be a positive thing for career and finances. Negotiations too, and again with travel, I really do feel that you got something coming up by the middle of September where you're going to have to go and take care of business or straighten something out or something with networking, negotiating and business and paperwork, and it's combined with travel and pleasure, and and you're saying there's no travel plans, and then I'm feeling like when the plans are made, they're changed again. So if you wind up making some travel plans by the middle of September, double-check everything, because it's either going to be canceled, delayed, had to be rescheduled. So if you see something like that coming up, you know, just pay attention when you're planning it. Also, the next 30 days, a negotiation with... that's stalled or delayed, and there's some aggravation. I don't know if I'm waiting to hear something or approval or applying for something. And there's back and forth with this and negotiating, and then it goes through for you in your favor. So if you are waiting for something or applying for something or hoping for something that had to be reached out for or negotiated, and it's going to come through. It'll work for you. I don't know if this is a loan or a job interview, but this is a real good time for people seeing things your way and letting you get your way and letting what you want move forward. So it's a very good time for you as far as that goes, Kathy. Chris, you got anything for...
Yeah, what I saw when you started talking, Kathy, was I saw a birthday cake with celebration candles flaming, and so that means, indeed, it's celebration. And then I also saw, like, a burst of energy, and it's like a locomotive energy that's just bursting through on your scene. And so that means that you've got this delivery of unexpected news, and it is bringing you... opportunity here to really maximize some goals that you've been wanting to achieve. The other part about it is, and it goes along with what Michael's saying, is at times, once or twice I saw you feeling that things are not going to work out the way that you're hoping that to reach those goals. And the reading was to support you that it's not an obstacle, it's not a dead end, you're not in a dead end, that it is going to turn, you know, so you might feel like, oh, gee, I don't have the right paperwork, or I'm not going to meet the timeline, and you do end up, because it's like one more phone conversation with in a professional setting, and this is, you're able to implement what you're wanting to achieve. It's all about, it's very goal-oriented, and I do see a man here in a professional setting that is expert in his field, and
wow.
He is, this is who I'm seeing, is kind of like a consultant, and he's able to help guide you through this, and it's in the business world, it's in the business arena. So, oh, and the other part about this is pay attention to your dreams, dear. It's, if you're keeping a dream journal, this is a real important time for you to do that. When, you know, just a little tiny notebook, a real tiny one, you can get those for like 10 cents or 25 cents, stick it under your pillow at night, and so when you wake up, just write down your first impressions, because your heavenly spirits, your guardian angels are really working with you on this and giving you some guidance, and I just see you saying to yourself, I don't know how I know this, but I do know this, and I see you picking up the phone, making calls, the phone calls, the contact, and so this, you've got a lot of energy, high energy here that is long-term in bringing you to a plateau of achieving some of these long-held dreams, these ambitions.
And again, it's a great opportunity I'm hearing also. And then guided through setbacks. And I was getting the mail too, Chris, and I feel very warm heart, and he's chatty. He likes to talk, and he's guiding and helping you through a few setbacks. Also ushering in, we're working with a fantastic opportunity, and it's in the business arena. So do pay attention with things developing in the business world for you.
Okay.
Kathy, I hope it helped you.
You did very much. Can I ask just one quick question?
I believe we're at a time of
okay.
Romance.
No, I was asking if my daughter's expecting, and she wants to know if it's a girl or a boy.
I'm feeling girl. What do you feel, Chris?
I agree.
I'm feeling the girl.
Thank you.
Blessings, Kathy. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm surprised I didn't see a baby because the first thing they show me is cradling the baby, but it happens. It slips by.
It was really, all this information was her information on that material side of things.
Right.
On her goals.
Right. Chris, thank you. I know we're running out of time. I can feel Seth looking at his watch.
My pleasure.
And remember, your inner thoughts, BBS Radio, Michael Goger, www.michaelgoger.com, and I want to thank everybody. I'll see you next week. Blessings. God bless and take care.
God bless.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, BBS Radio. Good night.